Okay.
Fish order. Who's done it?
Next item on the agenda is fish order and...
Linda or Oli.
Fish order takes phone call how much fish you want.
Okay, and what time?
But you have to decide who you want it from. I talked to Dennis McDonald about his fish, $3.75 a pound. That's really good. The guy in Richfield wants four, I wrote it down, it's high fours, four like
And this is for just
pounds.
Rainbow trout, or is it tiger trout, or is
this
it?
This is what he said.
What is it?
We
say?
Have what he calls the straight run, which is what he takes the most places, which is rainbow trout. With, he has, there's a name for the ones that hatch that aren't rainbow trout. They're like brookies and everything. But they're all trout,
uh-huh.
And it's 95% rainbow trout. But he says, I can't, it's not certified straight rainbow trout, because he says we do have the
ones really
that hatch.
Yeah. Okay.
We've used him before, but it's the most expensive. The other guy, not sure how much quantity he's going to have on hand. He has a lot promised at $3.75 a pound. I told him, I said, I'm not sure exactly how many pounds we decided we wanted, because we
had a budget,
money,
a budget.
Right?
We just go by the budget.
And so
we budgeted $2,000. So how much can we get for $2,000? Let's make
you normally got a calculator.
Two runs.
Okay. So we say, two runs, $1,000
each. One delivery at the end of April, is that what they told me?
Before Memorial.
Right?
Okay.
We can get up there.
Over 500 pounds.
Yeah.
Well, the best price per pound.
That's what we budgeted.
I'm not
sure
how
much you'll
have on hand. So what I was thinking is, I would just tell him, we'll take whatever you have on hand up to half of what we plan to spend total on fish, and we want that at the end of April, and then whatever else we have left over, we'll take with the Art Albrecht guy from the used before.
You need to find out also.
Do it. We got $2,000.
If they charge a drop-off fee besides the poundage fee.
I know the guy Albrecht does. He charges to bring it out. He just said what's the haul in. But
well,
the other
find
guy
out
was
what
cheaper,
it is.
So I've kind of leaned towards
fish,
him. Yeah. We got $2,000 to spend on fish total.
Yeah.
And all I'm going to do is just get the best price and have it delivered in April.
Do it.
You better... there's no guarantee we're going to both ponds in April. Hopefully we will.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, that was the
When's the second delivery?
Well, Memorial Day said.
Yeah. Hey, we're at the end of May.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
So let's do it at the beginning of May.
I would go for a 1st of May delivery.
1st of May. That's probably sounds good.
We don't know
what
the ponds until then anyway.
Because we don't know what the conditions are going to be like.
Well, the upper cabin's room won't open until the middle of May.
Well, that's what I mean. So I think we don't know if there's an
alternative.
We don't
know.
About the water.
And we don't know the conditions of the roads or any of that.
We might have to do some more before the rest of the camp.
Need anything else for me?
Yeah.
You said you'd request them if you want to look.
No. We said
every board
meeting.
You've got to bring them in every board meeting.
And there's a detailed ask.
I had them out this morning. I told my wife, I said, they said if they
want
to request these.
We need them every board.
I've got them. You're welcome to them. There's no secrets in them.
Bring them in.
Do you mind if I ranch? I mean, do you need me for anything else?
I've
got lots to do, and that's tomorrow, Sunday. So.
Next thing on agenda is water. I know we haven't been able to get over there.
Yeah,
he can
just
bring
him in the
lake.
From now on, every meeting.
There's no leaks in there.
Just bring it every meeting.
We've got them.
Plus receipts.
Did you get that one?
I have another question about gas.
No, I wondered what the outcome was.
No leaks.
That's good. Do you need to check for anything?
I do. I need one for...
Do you have a receipt for me?
The Brian Lamb.
Oh, by the way, just so you guys know,
the name of it, just a second.
We're gonna have a crop of big turkeys. They've been eating those. They've been eating those blocks that we sent out for the cows. The protein blocks. The cows haven't been able to get to them, so we got some big turkey down there.
Everything down around the ranch headquarters, turkey.
Pretty well, thank you.
A couple years ago, we had about 100 head right there, right at the headquarters.
Yeah. These guys are hanging out in protein.
Just come down 89 on the field out there. I probably saw 30. Just
Well, yesterday
I had
the monument meeting with BLM, and they said our
water contamination.
Can I call you back in just a few minutes?
I need to ask Linda.
They've done very well.
Linda got it. Linda ordered the kit.
Okay, I will call you back very soon. Thank you.
I have it here on the phone.
And I'm not.
I never said I'm trying. I'm working with Danny Button, not Danny Button, Danny Clark.
Okay, so, thank you.
I have not been able to send emails.
We're going to build a pen and just release every so often. Over on the Korea, there's a good establishment of chuckers. Over on Kodakura Base, and there's a good establishment of chuckers.
What I do?
You didn't do anything. You were about to email
us. You are too.
Well, I know. I always am, but you never were, and then you started.
And
I couldn't get a message to you.
I'm clearing them up.
Okay. Did Van send you those information to purchase those kits? Van sent it to me. I said
yes.
Okay. Did you purchase them?
I haven't yet. That just came through Friday, Thursday.
Okay. Order them.
Okay.
And then I can actually, I think that on the Frost, I can get up to the pond.
Okay.
On my ATV.
Do you want me to have them delivered to your box or to me? Or?
No, just have them delivered and I'll get them from you.
Okay.
But we can get those things, we can get it tested as soon as possible. If I have to, I'm pretty sure I can get up there on the Frost.
Can you get down to
the
tank?
Okay. I know, that's what I...
The water's not flowing, I don't know.
No. The water into the spring always flows.
Okay.
That never freezes. But getting up there is the problem.
How are the fish ponds doing?
Are
they all washed out? You haven't been able to get up there?
Well, Larry Sims, Larry Meltzer, Fred Searle, they've all been up by them and they haven't made a comment.
Thank you, Ollie.
Because I know, like last year and the year before, we had a big bunch of erosion in there.
Yeah,
so
Al and Steve fixed those problems.
I'm just curious to see if that has changed or...
As far as I know, we haven't had a problem. The other thing I've been doing very carefully is you can tell the health of what's going on up above by looking at Meadow Canyon.
Yeah.
The wash there. That's why I've been...
Oh, you can go get it
right there with the road.
Okay.
Where the Meadow
Canyon
goes underneath the wash goes underneath Meadow Canyon Road right near Broad Hollow. And that's where we're getting runoff down, but everything up that way is still frozen pretty solid.
Mm.
Because other than a couple of warm days, way up high, we haven't had a lot of water running down. Because there's no water.
You gotta pray for cold weather.
Yeah. We need to keep the weather like it has been. Cold. If it just warms up real slowly, we're going to be okay. If we have a warm spell that hits us right now, you have no idea. It's impossible for me to explain. You have no idea how much water's delivered. I still have 4-foot drifts right outside my house.
That's what I was saying. This week, we need to make a decision on how much money we're going to spend and what are the priority items and get it done now.
Yeah.
We can't wait.
I think getting bids on that. Now, Alan's treated us very fair. I'm glad that's what
so
he does. But
make sure you send us.
Then, of course, that's going to be...
Oh, make sure you send us an email on that.
Even if we go with it, it's good feeling to have
Make sure
you let him know that you're getting bids.
Make sure you send us an email on that as soon as possible so we can make the decision.
Will you stop by on your way to Ollie?
Okay. So we're on hold till we get water
contract.
Yes. And I don't think, I think as far as the reservations, people are putting reservations for the cabin, I think that they need to know that they may not be open until we
have
this problem.
Yeah. Linda, you need to hear this.
I've been at with the reservations for the upper cabin.
Yes.
You may need to notify those people that they may not be open until
May
we get this water situation fixed.
Oh, yeah, that I agree.
So they need to be aware of
that. Yeah, whatever letter that goes out, they need to know.
Well, they've already made their reservations. We need to contact those.
Yes.
Reservations.
Okay, do you want me to go ahead and notify them? Or
I wasn't right at this moment, but I was.
Results first.
Yes, but there's no sense putting a scan in the people.
Exactly.
There's contamination already there.
But We don't know where it's at.
We don't know what the source of the
could have been a bad tank. So I wasn't scared of people until we...
When soon as we can know about that? I mean, are they going to come and...
No, as soon as we get a... What we're going to do is we're going to get a self-test kit. Depending upon the results we get from the self-test kit, then we will take another sample. If we get a negative response from the self-test kit, then we'll take another sample to the state and get them to give us another reading. Because they're the one, the state was the one who told us we had the...
Well, I'll tell you one thing that's going to be certain. After this year of the heavy snow we had, plus we've had a whole season with it not being, nobody being up there, we'll at least know that the contamination lives there. It's still there. It's not something that was happening during while they were up there.
Well, the only thing we're going to test this spring is the water coming directly out of the spring to see if the spring itself is contaminated. I personally think we got contamination in that lower tank that got pumped to the upper tank. And that's where, and then, so we, our system was contaminated, but not the spring.
Are we treating those tanks?
So, then do we need to treat them?
Earlier this year.
Do we need a chlorinator?
What's that?
Do we need an automatic chlorinator?
No, I don't think so. We chlorinated the tank, the water itself. We took care of the problem, and we also put a notice out, don't drink this water without boiling,
Well, that's something we may have to do in this.
And see, people that come and stay at the cabins, they can do that. We were up there
in
October
and
had to do that.
Need to be aware
and maybe we buy some water jugs and have them available in
the
store.
One of the things that we can do if people need drinking water up there, we can take 1 gallon containers of water, milk jugs, and fill water down there at the.
Yes.
So we'll water down at headquarters and check it out.
Make them available.
We got those igloo.
Right.
Yeah.
My thing is that I look at people when they come in. I would be willing to bet you that 90% of the people who come to stay at the ranch bring their bottled drinking water
in.
I do not think that many people. Now, I drink the ranch water all the time.
Me too.
Doesn't matter where. I mean, I was drinking the ranch water. I was drinking the stuff out of the.
You got
kidding
stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but that was from.
Oh, there's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, but my attorney Dewey Cheatham and Howell is going to take care of this. But I was drinking water up there at the upper cabin as well, contaminated. Okay. And the unfortunate part is, the state doesn't give us a percentage. All they do is they tell us that we have a problem,
positive or negative.
Right. And so it doesn't ever tell you how much you have. These test kits are going to just simply tell us if we have a problem. If we test a spring and we have a problem, then we really have a problem. That's when we need to start looking at
chlorinators
and the other part. I really think we got contamination in the lower tank that went up to the upper tanks.
I cannot see why the spring would be. It would be contaminated all at once. For years, it's been good.
Yeah, probably not. So we need to just find out what the contamination is and what we can do is fix it.
Steve's trailer.
Are you going to test
the ranch water,
The ranch water is tested quarterly. It always goes into the state. There's never, and we test the ranch water at all sorts of different locations.
If that's the case,
then
we buy that.
We need quarterly reports. So we'll test now and see if we got contamination. Then we have to fill the tank
at that location
and then test again.
He doesn't always know.
That's why we're
at location. He knows that
lower thing, and then we'll test the upper stuff.
Let me know it was on an option.
Right.
He's assuming it's not an option.
I'll get those in this week.
Yeah. Actually, rather than order two, order three kits in case we have a problem.
There was one more issue we needed to talk to Ole about, but we can get with him on that, and that's his contract.
Okay.
Have you given him one for this year?
No. Is that my job?
I was just wondering if he had one to look it over. We talked about I'm not sure if we talked about last meeting. We may have. I'm trying to put a piece of the audio. We definitely talked about it, the fire meeting, that we needed to get a contract with them.
We do need a contract. This contract came in February. It was signed in February, though it says January, but it was signed in February.
This is 08. Okay, so is it ongoing or
no? This contract that we have is for 07. It got signed in February of 08. We don't have one for this year.
Okay, so let's just get them to sign one.
I just see not.
I disagree.
All right.
If you want to take these contracts home and look them over, and
we've already seen these. I mean, this is the.
I haven't seen it. Today is the first day I've seen this piece of paper.
I've seen them.
I haven't.
I've seen last year. I've never seen them. On this one,
I've just seen the liability. The liability thing. First time I've seen that. Yeah. That I have.
The
not
issue
seen.
Of the date.
And that, as I say, that I mean, we got our next. I got that, and this is the time I've seen the go.
As far as the date, it's those set.
Exactly, but it was signed in February of 08.
Then why wasn't the date dated in February of 08?
I wasn't in charge. I just noticed that.
We need to.
So if you want one for this year, I can take this exact contract, copy it, and take the name off of it, and then have them sign another one for the date of this year. But nobody put me in charge of that, so I will do it if you want me to.
No.
But take it over and read it through, look it over, see what you want.
There's something right here that I've got to see in it. And who's this contract between? It's between Ole and Kenda. It's not just Ole's card up there, it's Kenda's card up there, too.
Let everyone on board review it this week, okay? But it's, you know, and we'll check with emails and talk with each other. What we do like, what we don't like, what we need to change, and hopefully it will. We'll get a signed contract for this year. It is we don't have one this year.
If you want to know what we discussed about the contract on our last meeting, Ole Fowlman gave to Linda last year's contract. Need another one for this year? Yes. According to Larry. That was it.
Okay. So we need a contract. Yeah, but I do think we need to, when we go into contracts, we enter into contracts, we need to be in agreement, at least majority. And if there's things that we need to re-look at and reassess, We do that and get paid. When we want to have good management, it's not a question about that. We need to make sure that we're following proper protocol, proper policy to have signed contract data for the year that we are working under, then that's what we need to do. I urge the board to look at these this week. And make any highlight any areas that you feel may need rewriting, and we'll review it and then get a contract signed for this year.
Okay.
I guess that's a motion.
I'll second it.
Okay. I'll second it.
Aye.
Those in favor?
Okay. 40,000 gallon tank. Yeah. Problems with?
You might want to make a record that you don't have a contract for me either, and I'll bring that for you.
Yeah.
Mine will be the same.
Yeah,
or do you guys want to look it over?
Isn't that other issue, the 40,000 gallon tank?
We have to get another contract also for Linda.
Yeah.
And,
do you have that in electronic format? You can just send us an email with it?
Probably.
Do that this week.
We can PDF form. My computer, for some reason, I don't get anything other than if you type it out on word processing.
Absolutely.
Or for a PDF file.
I'll just send it straight email to you.
Mine can't figure it out. Sorry.
So, Jim,
are
you
doing something? I do. No, they won't help me, though. I have to be honest, they won't help
me. You're on your own.
Okay. Buy me dinner and have me come over and help you. $40,000 tank.
Okay, yeah. The large storage tank, we still have that blemish for
the problem with the bubbling.
It's delaminating.
Yes.
Well, I talked to Richard. So did he ever make it out there?
Boy, you don't have no idea unless you talk to Oldie. You talked to him about coming out and seeing
the problem that we had. Yeah, we're going to fix it. Yeah. So let me hit him up on it again.
Follow up is Richard.
Okay, he was the one that did the work.
Right.
Richard Cothran.
The other follow up was the bladder system.
Well, here's our problem. Fix that by going back in and re-epoxying it. We have to have a way to store water when we do it. We can only do it during certain temperature ranges. So, because we no longer have our old 4,000-gallon tanks in place, we're going to have to drain the tank, it has to dry, it has to be re-sandblasted, has to be re-coated. We're talking 2 weeks to
plus,
a month.
Plus that.
And there's no guarantee that we might
but that'll fix
have
it.
The same
problem. Right. What I suggested is...
A secondary tank?
We can put a secondary tank in for... even a temporary tank, but it's going to have to be a fairly large one for the demand of the ranch because we have, during the season, you know, I always go on the old adage, when you get people from the city coming out. Now, I use less than 25 gallons per day of water, but city folk, on average, use 100 gallons per day per person. So, when you have those cabins full, you have to consider how much water is going to be used. A 5,000-gallon tank at 100 gallons per person per day, plus watering livestock, plus
long.
A 5,000-gallon tank is not a lot of water.
Right? No.
And so at my use, I shut my well off this last fall. I've gone over 100 days without my well operating, and I still have 1,400 gallons of water out of a 2,500-gallon tank. Okay? So I'm saying that if we have to have some way to pipe into an alternative tank, or we look at putting a bladder system within the 40,000-gallon tank that fills, you know, expands and contracts as, you know, it's filled, and then we don't have to worry about.
How much does a bladder system cost? And how long does that last?
Several examples.
I sent several examples
over. To be honest with you, I don't remember, but I can go back and find those bladders.
Is that the direction we want to go, or do we need to get another tank?
Well, it's your guys' call. I don't know. I just know that it's the
bladders are a good system.
Yeah, the tank is delaminated. You can get it if you want. Anyway, it's not important. If you want to buy a collapsible tank, then that's what I would suggest you do. You can buy a collapsible tank that will you can use as a temporary tank while you fix the 40,000-gallon tank, and then that collapsible tank might be valuable. Different times when you just pull it up.
So that has to be in a separate container though, right?
They have a above ground.
They have tanks that just
and that'll keep it. What keeps it from getting punctured?
Oh, you just keep it. You know, area.
You'd have to fence it off to make sure nothing was walking on
it. If you have.
And are they UV resistant? Do they have problems with the sun breaking them down? Or?
Actually, I have a lot of experience with this because of Smith & Edwards, my favorite store in Utah. Anybody ever been there? It's wonderful. They've got so much junk. You can go back.
They got stuff they don't know they eat.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, they deal in.
Yeah, that's how it started out at. Yeah.
Okay. They store, or they have, they deal in surface, mostly. I mean, new and surface. But they have, when I bought my tent from them, that I lived in for 2 years, they said, look, this, what we're going to tell you is this is going to last 5 years. You can put it up and leave it up for 5 years. Now, mine was actually going on 6 years until the big wind. But the UV will damage them after about 5 or 6 years. You have to buy a military-grade tank that and that will can put up to, you know, handle the UV for periods of time. But we're not planning on putting it out there and leaving it out there forever. We just need to have it out there and use it while we're either repairing the other
one. So it's just as a temporary measure.
As a temporary measure.
Or would it be better to just have a secondary poly tank as a backup?
My tanks are pretty reasonable.
Yes, they are.
Why don't we do that? I think I like that better because they'll last longer.
There's also another
off-line. Is there a liner that you could put into that thing? That's, is that the bladder?
Yeah, that's the bladder. They're not quite as heavy. This side wouldn't have to be quite as heavy, but it actually gets feeling glass inside.
And that's a good idea because then it's protected from the sun or anything else.
It basically lasts forever.
What about that?
Inside there.
That's what I've been recommending.
Yeah, then we don't have to worry if it's delaminated or whatever because it's inside the bladder.
It's,
the bladder's inside the tank.
And the bladder's inside the tank.
So we just have...
Another option, too, what we could do, too, is we could hire, rent a water truck like we use on, you know, one of these big ones they use on...
Pump it out.
Right.
And then wrap the tank up there, drop it off, and pump in... out of that for a week or two, no matter what.
Got one. That's potable water.
No matter what we end up doing, we're going to have either a portable tank there for...
I think probably...
Well, the liners, they're going to take a few weeks.
Probably the best bet is to put a liner inside the tank.
I agree.
Because it's protected from the sun. It's not going to be left out. It won't be punctured because it's protected inside the tank.
No, I think here again we're talking to Brent was
as a temporary one while we're putting
a smaller one as a temporary one as we then we'd have it for other uses later on too.
And I don't see a problem with having another secondary regular tank, a poly tank too. I think that's a good idea as well.
And the price on those is really reasonable. And in all actuality, I've never seen them, but I've heard that there's these fiberglass tanks you can buy for very reasonable amount.
Yeah.
And will they work for commercial?
You know, that I don't know.
There's a tank yard right by my house, you know, Cedar. I drive by them every day. There's thousands of tanks back there.
Have you seen them
up on Main Street? They have 80 million different types of tanks. Yeah, like a 5 to 10,000 gallon tank.
We're going to need, my estimate is the minimum tank that we're going to need to be as an alternative is a 10,000 gallon tank.
Okay.
Because the only way we're going to, depending on which option you guys choose, the tank's going to be down for at least a little while, and if it's during the high season, if you got people down there using the water, we're watering animals, you know, so there's all sorts of reasons why we need at least a large number to do it.
Just out of curiosity, how did we get through that when they fixed it last time?
Well, we had the 3 or 4,000 gallon tanks there
before we hooked the old.
Before we hooked
the old.
We had all that done, and then when we hooked the new one up, and when we made the switch over and connected the water line in and disconnected the old one, But then we removed those tanks, took those out.
Okay, my question today is, will we have the information we need to act on by next board meeting so that we can get acted on?
I'll get some bladder information and ship it to you guys, and then you guys can...
We need prices.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
We need to get availability.
We need a quote for that tank.
Right.
We need a quote for a bladder and a quote for a secondary tank.
I actually have those dimensions at home.
Okay.
So they can actually make up the bladders during the period of time while we're...
If you can't,
all right. And then, Don, you'll talk to Richard about...
In the meantime, Richard can look at it, too.
Just getting the bladder information.
You can act on it.
Brent.
Get a call.
Brent. And this goes without saying, but you know what? Well, I know. We do appreciate
it. Yeah, it's my community. As much as I like or dislike you people, you're still part of my community.
Who's going to get tanked?
Next item on the agenda.
Are we gonna talk about also getting a new tank or another tank to have along with that?
Well, I'll get that.
I'm gonna get both.